Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
I know for our listeners that might be off today or throughout the week with the kids at home, if you're trying to get a load of these last minute jobs done, the Home Squad are with me this afternoon to advise you, to give you some friendly and helpful advice. Jenny Sheehan, Workers' Cottage and Social Media, former winner of Home of the Year, and Tanya Neufeld Flanagan, interior designer and podcast host. You're both very welcome. Good afternoon. The common interior mistakes, where do we tend usually, Jenny, to slip up?
It's always the same. It's always starting with your form over your function. And we're so guilty of it because we're going to be on Pinterest, we're going to look at magazines, we're going to see something beautiful. And then we'll think, of course, I'm going to keep this room perfectly clean. Of course, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. Of course, everything's going to be, you know, yeah, put away and tidy. But I think the address to that is to start with an honest assessment of how you live your life. Who's in the room? How are you going to live there? Design around that. Make it easy for yourself. Make it easy to clean up. Make it easy to keep tidy. And then worry about what it's going to look like. What colors are we talking about?
What's the usual pitfall?
For me, totally agree on the form over function, and it comes from seeing things on social media that are perfectly tidy. But the reality is on photo shoot day, everything has been stuffed in a box room that you can't see. Mm-hmm. For me, it's actually a less common or known one, which is an imbalance in materials in a space. So I think nowadays people are really going for hard-wearing materials that, like composite countertops and laminate floors. Some are really affordable. Mm. And if you go for the porcelain, the laminate, and all of this, it can start affecting the acoustics. It can start affecting how it feels to the touch. So you need to have variety between the man-made and the organic. And you also...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, you wouldn't actually think of that, even just the sound in the house of... You know, you've kind of got a lot of sort of like, you know, that empty feeling in a room. And
yes, echoey and
tiles can do it. And
and it's a hard one. Gone. It's such a good one because it's such a hard one to put your finger on. Like, why is this room not feel finished? You know, I like the colors. I like my furniture. I like all the elements here. But what is missing? And it's a really crucial one that people might not recognize.
If you have an interior DIY question, the common mistakes that you'd like to try and avoid over the next few weeks, 087 1400 106. The
WhatsApp or a disaster number. Story.
Or
I want your disaster. I want to hear some disaster.
Listeners looking for tips for putting up wall shelving and a stairs banister into walls that are solid stone and over 2 feet thick. What's your advice?
Well, you could just get a professional to come and do it, make sure that they're anchoring it properly, because I know those stone walls can be crumbly.
God, yeah.
You could also probably look into having a carpenter fit something onto the treads themselves, mounted onto the treads and not the wall itself for the banister.
Would you attempt that?
I wouldn't do it myself because to get into a solid, you're so right, a solid stone wall, there might be crumbly bits that you might not be aware of. At the minimum, you need a drill to drill a hole in it. And then you need to know that you're going to have the right kind of anchor screws, sleeve anchors, etc. And not only are they kind of hard to do, they're kind of hard to tidy up afterwards because you're leaving a bit of a hole and you want it to look nice and neat around it. So you're looking at a little bit of plaster around it as well. So I wouldn't DIY it. I would get the experts in for that.
And is that just the stairs banister or the wall shelving? Would you? Is this just a job we leave to the professionals?
Whichever you don't want to fall off is the one I would leave. The banister for sure. So banister have minimum safety regulations in Ireland. You can't just whip up a banister and wish for the best. It has to be anchored in. It has to be solid. It has to be fit for use. So you definitely can't throw that one at yourself. That has to meet certain requirements. Shelving, don't. But you don't want that to fall down, do you?
No. 087
1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Listener, looking for around their attic and insulation, Tanya. It needs to be insulated, but that's going to be a new year job. Would it be worth temporarily covering the attic access point to try and stop that arctic draft that comes through? Or maybe is that just a waste of time?
Covering it with insulation, I imagine.
Yeah.
They're asking. I mean, I think it would be worthwhile as a short stop method. And maybe just look into different materials depending on the construction of your home. Make sure if it's kind of a timber construction, you want something more breathable like hemp or rock wool. And if it's more of a solid construction, you can look at, you know, your typical insulation.
Yeah, because I suppose if you're not up and down to the attic too often, I mean, you'd think it might work, wouldn't it?
So plugging up anything where there's going to be cold air coming through will have some impact.
Yeah.
It will. You know, it's going to, plugging up any gaps, like think if there's cold spots anywhere in the ceiling, plugging it up will help. I will say, if you're going to go to that length, I would just insulate it, because insulating your attic, even at a temporary measure, you know, and maybe you just want to get this done for the next few months and then have somebody come in and make sure that it's done properly. But it's not a difficult job. So if you can get up to your attic and if you can buy a roll of insulation, you are 90% of the way there. So just make sure that you're standing, you know, the joist, you're not falling through the ceiling, and make sure that you don't have any insulation up against hot pipes and there's no fire hazards. And besides that, it's literally just as simple as rolling out the insulation in between the joists. It's not a difficult job.
Okay.
And, you know, you might want a professional to come in and seal up every gap, and you might want breathable insulation, or you might want something more long-term and sustainable. But I think if you're going to go to the trouble of plugging up your door, then just roll out some insulation altogether. It's not hard.
Listener looking for advice. They had their chimney cleaned recently. Two bags of wetsuit and debris came out. I think there's negative air pressure, cold air in the chimney, which is unlined, pushing the warm air back when the fire is lit. A lot of smoke from smokeless fuel comes back into the room. It's an old wood burner stove. Should I just keep lighting it? Eventually it'll dry out.
Good God, no. Get a professional in immediately and stop lighting that thing. I'm really nervous about that.
Yeah. Really?
I'm really nervous about that. That shouldn't be happening at all. You need to make sure that that chimney is clean and clear, and that it is sucking air out the way in the direction it needs to be sucked out in. I'm not going to give any more advice on this one over the radio, but get a professional ASAP and do not light any more fires until you do.
Okay. Listener wondering, how does the Home Squad feel about leather couches? This listener really doesn't like them, but they seem quite practical for wiping down the three kids. What's your thoughts, Tanya?
Well, if it's a lovely beaten up Chesterfield, I love it. But if it's the black leather sofa that squeaks every time you move, that's in every rental we've ever lived in for the last decade, then lose it.
I would have thought with children, though, that they will be practical.
Yeah, I love leather. I really love leather. I don't love the prophylactic student accommodation leatherette crap, squeaky, that has been in every, they're awful, they're really cold, and you stick to them. But real leather, you know, naturally becomes softer over time, it becomes warmer over time, becomes lived in over time. It's really quite resilient, and even if in parts where it isn't, it's one of those materials that's supposed to develop a bit of a patina, a bit of, you know, slight little wear and tear. It looks good.
Yeah.
So real leather for me is great, and, you know, it could be one where you look secondhand. Now, anything fabric secondhand is always a bit dicey, because, you know, the stuffing within the sofa could be picking up smoke or pet smells or anything like that, and it's impossible to get rid of.
If you're buying furniture from charity or, you know, or shop or whatever, secondhand, typically, will they have that furniture cleaned for you, or will you need to get it professionally cleaned?
It depends where you're getting it from. I think a lot of the charity shops, like, it's got a nice film of dust on it. If you're buying, you know, a little bit higher end, they've sometimes been refurbished for you. But some of my secondhand buys have come with some interesting things in the drawers.
Oh God, really?
Pound coins.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind if you're getting a bit of money out of it, but I imagine you probably find worse too. Listener looking for advice, how do you feel about tile floor plane? Is it for tiling a kitchen? They're looking for plain tiles for a kitchen. They can't replace the tiles that are there at the moment due to finance. Can't tile over due to door openings. So any thoughts around tile flooring?
Tile flooring. So number one, listener, if it's just that you don't really like the look of your tiles, you can paint them.
Mm-hmm.
So painting.
Can you paint every tile though?
Pretty. I mean, if you're talking about plain floor kitchen tiles, probably.
Yeah. If they have a lot of texture, then you might, like if it was like a fake tumbled limestone effect and you start painting that, that could look really bad.
And I presume you need a certain kind of special paint, though, do you?
You can get, well, it's really going to be all about the primer. So there's a really good primer called Zinsser Bin that is specifically for tiles. Just do a light sanding on top of everything. Get that primer down and then paint it. Make sure that, you know, when you're going to the paint shop, they're all specialists. They know what they're doing. Say this is for the floor, and they'll probably give you a sealant to go on top of it as well. That will be really, really helpful.
Okay, just a final question. Would the Home Squad recommend tiles for the entire downstairs of my house, for the downstairs flooring? I'm worried it could be cold and a little bit noisy.
Yeah, I think acoustics are super important. And it also depends on if you have underfloor heating or not, because if you do, it is going to be cold in the places you don't have rugs. So I think it just depends on the look and feel of the space.
Yeah, I love tiles. I'm a huge tile lover. Yeah. You know, it was the area in my home that I kind of splurged on when I was thinking about what I wanted. That said, I think tiling the entire way through, unless you're a real rug lover, it is kind of cold and echoey and hard. They're hard, aren't they? You know, you want to soften it up a bit. I would avoid if you can. Look, if you love it and you love the look.
It's a small space though and you want to keep it all.
If it's a small space and you're going to be bringing in runners and rugs and carpets and you're open to softening it up that way, then I think then go for it. You know, there is a way that you can make that look really good. But the risk is with just tiles that are cold.
It could be noisy. No question about that. Jenny Sheehan, Workers Cottage and Social Media, former winner of Home of the Year. Tanya Neufeld Flanagan, interior designer and podcast host. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.